Romans chapter 2 this morning.
In our
series on Romans,
we're
going through the book carefully. So that we come to understand the gospel. This is really what Paul was writing to the Romans about. And in chapter 1, he ends up describing the Gentile sinners. And he talks about how the world has gone off the rails and done all kinds of wrong things. So he's described immoral people. But there's a different kind of person that he also needs to speak about. And that's what we're going to look at today. So let's pray and then we'll read from Romans
2.
Heavenly Father, we open our hearts this morning. I thank you for every person here. And I ask Heavenly Father that you would come and speak into every heart. Let your truth go deeply into us. Planted in our hearts. And may it bear much fruit. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So the kind of person that was described in chapter 1 is the kind of person you like to think of as a bad person. A murderer.
Pamunul,
a thief,
pangalat,
an adulterer,
panupsampi,
a gossip,
fusafus,
somebody who's greedy. It's quite easy to identify immorality. And it's easy for us to say, those guys, they're bad. But not me. I mean, we're the good guys, aren't we? We like to think of ourselves as better than some other people. I like to think I'm a good person. I try not to ever lie or steal. And I've got a good upbringing. Come from a good family. I'm white. Oh, now I'm getting into dangerous territory, hey? Have you heard of that thing called white privilege? It's a disgusting thing. It's actually an evil thing. That white people tend to think of themselves as better than everyone else. It's actually from the flesh, it's from the sin nature. And it's not just white people that have that problem. The Jews had that problem in the time of Paul. And I think in some places in Madagascar, some tribes probably feel they're superior to other tribes. And some families just feel they're better than other families. I mean, you look at how you live your life as a family and then you think about those other guys. Not quite as civilized as you. Not educated as well as you. So let's call that educational privilege.
De andozana totsika tsutsika hoe tompotsoa tam resaka fampianarana.
And so after describing all the immoral people,
de taorina lezina mariparitra andre olona otrany tsara moraly a,
Paul anticipates that some people are starting to feel like, yes, they're the good guys, and Paul's describing the other guys.
So let's
read from chapter 2, verse
1 to 11. De misy ko amin'izany de tsy manaka lahatra ianao raha lehilahy na zovy ianao izay mitsara fa izay hitsaranao ny sasany no anamelohana ny tenanao koa fa ianao izay mitsara aza de mba manao izany ihany koa nefa fantatsika fa ny fitsaran'Andriamanitra de araka ny marina amin'izay manao toy izany ary ianao raha lehilahy izay mitsara ny manao izany kanefa manao izany koa ny tenanao mo ataonao va ho hafa mandositra ny fitsaran'Andriamanitra ianao sa amavoinao ny aren'ny fahamoram-panahiny sy ny fandeferany ary ny faharipony satria tsy fantatrao fa ny fahamoram-panahin'Andriamanitra dia mitaona anao hibebaka fanditranao sy ny fonao tsy mibebaka no iraketanao fahatezerana ho anao amin'ny andro fahatezerana sy fampisehoana ny fitsarana marin'Andriamanitra izay amaly ny olona rehetra araka ny asany avy ho an'izay maharitra manao soa mandrakariva ka mitady voninahitra sy laza ary tsy fahafatesana dia fiainana mandrakizay fa ho an'izay mitadiny tsy ho an'ny tenany ihany kosa sady tsy manaraka ny marina fa manaraka ny tsy marina dia fahavinirana sy fahatezerana eny fahoriana sy fahantrana ho an'ny fanahin'ny olona rehetra izay manao ratsy amin'ny jiosy aloha dia vao amin'ny jentilisa koa fa voninahitra sy laza ary fiadanana kosa ho an'ny olona rehetra izay manao ny tsara amin'ny jiosy aloha dia vao amin'ny jentilisa koa fa tsy misy fizahantavan'olona amin'Andriamanitra.
Verse 11 says God shows no partiality.
Ny andininy faraika ambe folo dia miteny hoe Andriamanitra tsy mizahatavan'olona.
Did you see it there? Did you hear that? Read it again.
Hitanareo ve ilay izy? Henonareo ve ilay izy? Andaony vakitsika indray e fa tsy misy fizahantavan'olona amin'Andriamanitra.
If God shows no partiality, what does that mean?
Raha ohatra ary Andriamanitra tsy manavakavaka na hoe tsy mizahatavan'olona, inona ny dikan'izay?
This was a shocking statement to a Jewish person.
Tena ohatrany hoe fanambarana mahataitra be izany ho an'ireo olona Jiosy.
It's actually offensive.
Tena ohatrany hoe manavitohina azy.
Because the Jewish person was very, very proud of being God's chosen person.
Satria ireo olona Jiosy dia tena nirehare be mihitsy izy hoe olona ny fidian'Andriamanitra.
God appeared to Abraham.
Seho tamin'ny Abrahama Andriamanitra.
Not to some other guy.
Tsy hoe tamin'ny olona hafa tany fotsiny.
He chose the Jews.
Fa ny Jiosy no ny fidiany.
He gave the law to Moses.
Nomeny amin'ny Mosesy ny lalàna.
Not to some other nation.
Fa tsy hoe tamina firenena hafa tany.
The Jews were very proud of having the law.
Tena nirehare be mihitsy ny Jiosy hoe nanana ny lalàna.
Some of you are very proud of how you know right from wrong.
Ny sasany aminareo tena mirehare be mihitsy na izaho mahafantatra mahay manavaka ny tsara sy ny ratsy.
And then Paul comes and says, it makes no difference.
De tonga Paul dia niteny hoe tsy mampaninona nefa izany tsy misy ohatrany hoe fahasamihafana nefa izany.
The problem, he says,
ny olana izay nylazainy,
is that you, when you see yourself as morally superior,
hoe rehefa mahita ny tenanao ianao ohatrany hoe ambony ara-moraly a,
because you're a Jew,
satria ianao Jiosy,
because you've got the law,
satria ianao manana ny lalàna,
because you're God's chosen people,
satria hoe nareo ny olona fidian'Andriamanitra.
Paul says God gives you no special favor.
Who is Paul? It's where kure man metum tsu manukana wanao Andriamanitra no izany.
He says God will judge you.
Who is where utsarana Andriamanitra ku ianao?
Just like he judges a Gentile.
Taaka ni tsarana andreo Jiosy.
No privilege.
Ana gentlis, tsy misy mampiavaka anao.
No privilege for you.
Tsy misy tombontsoa manokana ho anao.
Your status as a Jew?
Ni ma Jews anao, ah?
Means nothing.
Tsy hoe misy dika manokana izany.
Unless you obeying the word of God.
Ratswe makatun tenandriamanitra nao.
Just having the law.
Ni hoe fananana an'ny lalana fotsiny.
Made the Jews feel superior.
Mahatonga le Jews ma meritreritra izany hoe ambony izy.
They said we're a civilized people.
Hoe izy olona mandroso izay.
We're a people that God has disclosed his secrets to.
Olona izay namborana andriamanitra ny sekretany izay.
But then Paul goes on to identify what the real problem is. He says that when you judge someone, you're actually hypocritical. Because you yourself are also failing at holding up all your values. See, the very moment the Jewish person became judgmental, they were saying that they are inherently better than the others, the Gentiles. And at that point, they were already sinning. Because they thought that they could just by virtue of being Jewish, they would be better off with God. Underneath that, you find there's this moralism, there's this attitude of we are good. And they, the Gentiles, are immoral. And they are bad. But once you've got into that position, you've already sinned. Because you've voted yourself as better than someone else. And the truth is, the Jews weren't honoring all the law. They weren't obeying God perfectly. So even if you were a very good Jew, and Paul knew he'd been one. He'd been a Pharisee. He'd upheld the law. But he'd known this, so he's talking from experience. And he says to them, that's actually not going to give you any advantage. He goes on and he says, let me show you in verse 3 and 4, he says, you who judge those practice such things and you do them yourself, you think you'll escape God's judgment. And then in verse 4, you think God's going to be kind to you just because you're a good person. I mean, as a Jew. Just because you're a Jew. Just because you think you're an honorable person. But you don't realize the kindness of God. His patience is supposed to lead you to repentance. And so he's saying, actually, there's a repentance that's needed. And the problem is, you've got a hard heart, he says to them. Your hard and impenitent heart, he says in verse 5, you're storing up wrath for yourself.
Verse 5.
And And this is all based on a kind of a pride in being Jewish. Where people feel that they're superior to other people. And then he goes on to say something interesting. He says, God will render to each one according to his works. In verse 6.
De eu am nendin fa yenizia mtenue is ariandre easy amal nyulareta arakan yasanav andemantu.
In other words, God's going to reward you.
Ratenenam teniava tewe amal eno andemanta nawe ame falsu eno andemanta.
And that reward's based on what you do. Now this confused me at first. Is Paul trying to say you have to earn your salvation? He's not actually saying that. He goes on to talk about the type of life you live.
Read
verse 7 and 8. He says there are two kinds of people. Some are self-seeking. And some are doing what's right. They do what's good. And he says it doesn't depend on whether you're a Jew or a Gentile. And while he's talking about doing these works, I wanted to understand better. Does Paul mean that you and I must just go out now and do good?
When tin Paulu tenenna fe sase no sansoa mila mandeana te manon tsara futsin.
In order to kind of impress God or earn points.
Mba fatiko tene manose ma falen ande manda sotene ma step kafaniam.
But that's not what he's saying.
Tsizane nefa nsavatra tenen.
He's saying there are two kinds of people.
Who's is where miskarazana ulana kru.
And some of them are motivated to seek glory and honor.
In sasana mrizrewa de otane nimanuskias de itadia funaita stera las.
Not for themselves.
Tsuantena nenef.
He's talking about eternal things. He says immortality. So they're living for God's glory and honor. And their well-doing there is for the sake of others. Because in the next verse he says there are others that are self-seeking. And then I went to go and read up, actually I was praying about it, and where does that idea come from? Where are our works supposed to begin? And I remembered a passage where Jesus said something. It's in John chapter 6 and verse 28. If you read John chapter 6 verse 28 and
29. Te ui reo tam yinno no atonai mba yasanai ni yasanandremant. Jesus na mal na nao tam nwe izon wasanandremant te ni inuna reo izay ni rain.
This is the same kind of people, a religious society. Asking Jesus, What works must we do?
Inona ny asa tokony ataonay?
Like religious works.
Tahaka ny ohatrany hoe asa amina resaka fombafomba mpivavahana zany.
Ceremony.
Hoe zao ny fombafomba tao.
And moral works.
Sy asa ara-moraly.
Like giving.
Fanomezana.
And doing things that are required.
Zany hoe fanaovana ireo zavatra izay takiana.
And Jesus says, this is the work you must do.
Dia hozy izy Jesus hoe zao no asa tokony ataonareo na hoe tsy maintsy ataonareo.
Believe in him. That's very interesting. Because it doesn't feel like work when you believe in Jesus.
I believe
in the gospel. I believe Jesus died for my sins. I'm not doing anything yet. I'm just believing. I believe that I need his mercy. I believe I need his forgiveness. And I receive it by faith. I still haven't done any work. And yet that's the work Jesus says you're supposed to do. But what Paul knew is that when you start there, and you believe in Jesus, you believe the gospel, God comes and changes your heart, and you become the person that seeks glory and honor. But while you're still the Jew saying, God's going to give me favor because I'm a Jew. You're living for yourself. You're not fulfilling the law anyway. And you think you're going to get there just because you're special. And Paul says, it doesn't matter if you're a Jew or a Gentile. You can't count on it depending on you. Your identity. Your education. Or how good you are. Because the Jews were very proud of being the good people. But he says, actually, you judge others as worse than you. Which makes you a moralist. And you think your morals will impress God. But actually you're no different from the Gentiles. Now I want to bring that to a close by saying in this room, some of us don't understand the gospel well enough yet. Because we have set ourselves apart as better Christians and better people.
Some.
And some of us think that by being morally better than other people, that actually makes us better.
Then sasany amintsika mety mbola mieritreritra hoe raha hoe tsara kokoa ara-moraly ianao noho n'ilay olona hafa dia izay dia mahatonga anao ho tsara kokoa na hoe ho tsara.
In other words, you think because you live a good life,
raha tenena amin'ny teny hafa dia hoe mieritreritra ianao hoe satria hoe miaina fiainana tsara ianao,
you don't lie,
tsy mandainga ianao,
you wear moral clothing,
manao fitafiana mendrika ianao,
you've actually become proud of your image as a Christian. It's very dangerous. It's very dangerous to become proud of yourself as a Christian. Because one step too far and you actually start to judge others. And you start to become like a Jew saying, I'm with God. I'm a superior Christian. or even as a Christian, if you start to feel superior to a non-Christian. It's not just judging other Christians and thinking, oh, look, they don't honor God as much as I do. Even if you look down on the non-Christian, and you say, look at those Gentile sinners, I'm like a Jew, I'm better. I'm God's chosen one. And Paul is saying it makes no difference because God shows no partiality. That means at the heart of the gospel, there's a very humbling truth. It says that no matter how good you are, it doesn't save you. It doesn't put you in right standing with God. And so, the end, if you like, of this, where does Paul want us to get to as Christians? He's trying to maneuver, he's trying to help move people's thinking. To get us into this position, where instead of looking down at people and judging them as worse than you, you would realize that you would be that person if it were not for the grace of God. There's an expression in English, there but for the grace of God go I.
And
if I see the man that I would look down on in my flesh, if I see another man and I think he's a miserable man, I have to say to myself, that is me if it were not for the grace of God that changed me. In other words, as a Christian, you don't get to look at someone else and say, I'm glad I'm better than them. You actually have to say, I am no better than them except for the grace of God. So someone comes into our church and he was a Pangalatra. He was some guy who used to cause trouble. And you look and you say, that's me. And if the grace of God operates in his life, Jesus can lift him and seat him in heavenly places. And when God looked at me, I was no better than that guy. In one sense, I never have been and I never will be better than that guy. But for the grace of God. So whether I'm a Jew or a Gentile, whether I'm a moral person or an immoral person, God shows no partiality. What he looks for is the one who understands the work of God, which is to believe in Christ Jesus. And when you have believed in Jesus, and he's taken a hold of your life, Maybe you were the immoral man down here in the gutter. Or maybe you were the moral man, just an inch taller on the chair. God's grace lifts you up to a glorious status in Christ Jesus. And the issue that Paul goes on and says to the Jewish one is, can you see that what God's kindness is supposed to do is lead to repentance? Whether you're immoral or whether you're
moral,
repentance is actually the same thing. It's turning to God. The immoral man has to turn away from his immorality to face Jesus. And the Jew had his pride in the law. He had to turn away from the law and face Jesus. You may have to turn away from the good things you're proud of. Because the grace of God isn't there. It's in Jesus. So, immoral and moral people must repent. Bad people and seemingly good people must repent. They must turn to Jesus.
And
so it doesn't matter who you are. There's no privilege. There's no advantage. There's the grace of God. Or else you're on the wrong road. Whether you're living for other idols, or even living to do good, it's not enough. You need the grace of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the writing of Paul. It's your word. And here Paul comes to level the playing field, to make the ground even. To humble the one who exalts himself. And to lift up the one who is humble. So God, we want to humble ourselves. We want to be humbled under your word. And say, let there be no partiality in our hearts. May we not be partial to ourselves and judging others, but may we understand the grace of God. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.